on May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey guys, this episode of The Read is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace recently launched the latest version of their platform, Squarespace 7, which has a completely redesigned interface, integrations with Getty Images and Google Apps, 15 new templates, and an incredible feature called Cover Pages. Try the new Squarespace now at squarespace.com and enter offer code FURY at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace, start here, go anywhere, and now let's get our show started.
I went downtown to breeze through freaks. I got a job interview with Hebrew G. Up sugar bump, bottom pump. I'm sorry, I didn't. That was for Asante.
Okay, what music was that?
Hey everyone, my name okay is Cruella DeVille,
and I am Asada Shakur,
and this is The Read.
Yes, hey y'all.
Back again.
Yes. We're a little out of it today. It's been a week already.
It has been a week. I am extremely congested. I'm always congested, but it's even worse now because the weather is pure shit.
Bitch, it is snowing outside at this moment. Like,
so what? I'm letting you know already. I'm sorry, I'm mucusy. There's nothing I can do about it. And
it's just a thing.
Hey, we're going to just try our best anyway. So,
we're going to do this for the Cinnamon Girls.
All right.
Are you ready?
Thank you for that.
Do we have a Black Excellence this week?
Of course we have a Black Excellence this week. It goes out to, first of all, y'all kept sending me this woman over and over and over again. Like, I was not going to mention her. What? Aaliyah Atkinson. Girl, put the damn Febreze down. Aaliyah Atkinson made history becoming the first Black woman to win a world swimming title.
Okay. What? Okay. Oh,
my God. You ready? Are you?
No, I didn't realize she was the first to win a world swimming title.
The first Black woman to win a world swimming title in women's 100 breaststroke. She tied the world record with a time of 1 minute and 2.36 seconds.
Okay, I don't even know how to say that
I don't
correctly,
even,
so wow.
I don't either. All I know is this woman can swim fast, and not only can she swim fast, not only did she break records and win titles and become the first Black blank, she's Jamaican. So big up to that.
Are you about to do
it? No, I'm not going to
okay
do it.
Okay,
because
you do it in my ear.
I do it all the time, and I'm not going to do it this time. But yes, Jamaican, better than you, faster than you, constantly slaying, making you hoes mad because of it's just what we do. That's what it is. Like, you're just not going to be faster than us. You can't do it.
Bitch, you're just not on our level.
You can't do it. Not running,
okay,
swimming, probably not jumping. We're just
superior.
Shit.
Got it. Low key swimmers have some amazing bodies. Of the athletes, I feel like they're underrated.
Yeah,
they're right up there with track and field as far as like phenomenal bodies go. So, but congratulations to her. That's amazing.
I'm surprised my mama hasn't called me yet and been like, "So, are you talking about Aaliyah?" Yes, I am going to be talking about her because you know she's Jamaican. Yes, I know. All right. So
I love it.
Also, I was going to give this a piece of this Black Excellence to Beyonce, but I'm not going. I'm going to let Aaliyah just have it by herself.
Okay.
Beyonce is excellent in Black
all the
24/7.
Time. Right.
So
she serves as, you know, the beacon for the rest of us. So
so I'm going to just start this week's segment that we call Piss Poor Walks of Life.
Choices.
Whatever. Yeah, that.
Piss Poor People.
With the opposite of that, actually, Beyonce is the second highest paid musician in 2014. Only second to Dr. Dre.
What? Oh, right.
And you can't, I mean,
girl, you're not going to fuck with that Apple money.
You're just not going to take, like, they're going to change that bite to, like, in the apple to fit Dr. Dre's mouth. But they're literally going to take an apple that, and have Dre bite it, and that's going to be the new logo.
Child, I went in the Apple store yesterday on the Upper West Side and saw all them Beats by Dre headphones sitting there, and I said, it took these people no time. If you go to the website now and try to buy Beats, they direct you straight to Apple, like, enjoy your shopping experience on Apple.com.
That ain't got nothing to do with us. Because we have deposited that.
I am not
so
mad.
I'm good. Yes. Like, you can go talk to them hoes.
Get that Apple money.
That ain't got, so that's great.
Congratulations, queen.
I just hope that they keep that product intact, because I love...
Yes.
I love Beats by Dre products. Anyway, but Beyonce, $115 million this year, honey. And also, she is the most nominated female artist in history for the Grammys.
Yes. I think she has 52 nominations.
52 now. Five nods this year. So this segment really, besides... celebrating the name of Beyonce, I really just want to, let's talk about some of these Grammy nominations. Let's get some predictions. Let's see what you think.
I have no idea who was nominated for anything. I have not paid attention to any pop culture news this week.
Yeah, well, I really didn't until about an hour and a half ago. So Okay. Let's just go over what's here and just make some decisions.
Okay. Is this who we think will win or who we want to win?
Let's do both. Okay. Let's say who we think will win and who we want to win.
Okay.
So, Album of the Year, Beck, Morning Phase, Beyonce.
Okay.
Ed Sheeran, X, Sam Smith, In the Lonely Hour, and Pharrell Williams, Girl. Who
Girl.
Do you think is... Right. So, who do you think is going to win and who's going... Yeah.
I think Beyonce want. Will win, and I think she should win.
Period. We can move right on along, because I don't have to even... Bitch.
I mean, the album is just iconic. Like, you cannot, even if it wasn't dope as fuck musically, you cannot deny the impact of that packaged album with the visual movie. Like, this is a fucking film to go along with it.
It
and
changed
then
albums.
The dick slanginess of just being like, you're gonna take my album in the middle of the fucking night and ain't nobody gonna even whisper to you about it. Like, bitch, you're going to buy it. It's going to be $16. You're not purchasing tracks. You're going to purchase my album now. It's going to be platinum in 2 weeks. Amen. Have a nice life. Like, you cannot... Don't argue with me about that fucking album.
Best R&B performance. Drunk in Love. Chris Brown, Usher, New Flame. Jennifer Hudson and R. Kelly, I guess, did a song together.
Okay.
Let Us See Like This, Usher's Good Kisser. I think it's going to be Beyonce and Jay-Z.
You know what? I think it will, too. And of that, I mean, that was a pissy-ass list. So I can't even say somebody else deserves it over Drunken Love. Drunken Love was just the bigger song, or the biggest song out of all those, and the best.
But I won't be mad if Good Kisser or Like This wins, because those are both very good R&B songs.
You know, I listened to Good Kisser and I tried to get into it, but it just never curled around for me like it did for everybody else.
I think that production, the production of that record is what got people.
Oh, okay.
It's just so funk. It's got funk on it.
Right, okay.
But it's just like,
because
also,
listening to the words, I'm like, how does this move y'all? It just, I didn't find anything about it.
I
compelling.
Feel like Usher should be like packing lunch boxes.
bro, you got kids and shit.
I
mean, it's whatever.
I don't mean to be unfair. You know, you can be kissing and doing whatever it is you want to do, mm-hmm. but I don't know. Whatever.
I can't believe Jennifer Hudson and R. Kelly made a song and is nominated for a Grammy. Like, really, nobody gives a fuck about black girls. Nobody gives a fuck about little black girls. Like, R. Kelly is a child rapist and he's nominated for a Grammy right now. Like,
I was out somewhere with...
It's unreal.
I went out for drinks last night with friends of mine, and one of a girl I met there... she was at the detention show that we
oh, yeah, that was
with
so
Asante
fun.
And Dustin, and she said, have you guys ever read R. Kelly before? And I was like, I'm pretty sure that Crystal has read R. Kelly two bits on our show. I don't remember when it was, but I'm pretty sure she shredded that rapist.
I'm almost positive at some point R. Kelly has got it from me.
So... What else do we got here? There's so many. Let's go to best rap performance.
Okay.
Childish Gambino, 3005. Drake, 0 to 100. The Ketchup. We will get to that in a minute.
All right.
Eminem, Rap God, Kendrick Lamar, I, Lecrae, All I Need Is You. Not gonna lie, no idea who that is.
So honestly, I cannot pick a winner out of any of those categories because the only song that I really feel like I know well enough to judge is I by Kendrick Lamar. The rest of those I've only heard like once or twice, and so I couldn't tell you who deserves to win any of those.
I think that it should be Kendrick, just based upon my own opinion, I guess, but I think he's going to win too. I know these other songs except for this last guy, I'm sorry, but
I mean, they might give it to Kendrick just because they really shitted on him last
year. They sure fucking did.
And that was wrong. Macklemore's bitch ass knew it was wrong. Everybody at home knew it was wrong. Like, so I think they're gonna give him this as like a consolation prize. Like, they know they fucked up.
Let's do record of the year. Sia, Chandelier.
Okay.
Sam Smith, Stay With Me, the Dark Child remix.
Bitch, why?
I guess it's late. I'm not sure if I know. There's just been like an upsurge of remixes lately, okay. And I'm not even sure if I've been able to keep up with them. All I know is that John Legend song.
All of Me.
That shit.
Yeah.
With that RuPaul-ass remix is everywhere. I don't own it. I've never downloaded it. I've never even sought, like, I've never, like, tried to hear it on my own recreational time. But I've heard it so many times.
Do you know that's John Legend's first number one single?
Really?
John Legend has been criminally underrated because that first album is flawless. I could play Get Lifted right now.
Same thing.
I could play that shit right now, nigga. And every track would knock like it did when it first came out. I fucking love that album. So I cannot believe, yes, this is his first number one single. Which I love the song, but like it took y'all this long.
There's also, okay, so it's Sia, Sam Smith, Taylor Swift, Shake It Off, Megan Trainor's All About That Bass, and Iggy Azalea, Fancy.
I think they're going to give it to Sam Smith.
Do you?
I do. I think white people really love Stay With Me. I think most people really love Stay With Me. I do not. I don't like, and that's because, like, I know I can hear it in Sam Smith's voice that he can sing. I just do not like the sound of his voice. It's nothing against him. I think he, you know, seems like a nice enough person, and I understand he has talent, but his voice just doesn't do it for me at all.
I think they're going to give it to Iggy. I do.
Better not.
I think that they're going to.
You know what? Let me not.
Because
even.
First of all, so there's, I'm still not 100% sure. Okay, so there's record of the year and then there's song of the year.
Okay.
Almost all of the people that are, no, literally all the people that are nominated for record of the year are also nominated for song of the year, except Iggy.
That's because record of the year is for songwriters. And Iggy doesn't write shit.
So, there you go. I think she's going to win that, though. And I think that record of the year...
I'm pretty sure I got that right.
Should be...
I hope I'm not wrong about that.
I think that record of the year should be All About That Bass.
Okay.
Or the same... I just can't... Only because I don't know this Dark Child remix.
Yeah, I don't know the Dark Child remix of Stay With Me either.
Otherwise,
I just know
I'd
that
say
song
that
was fucking everywhere.
If it was the regular ass Stay With Me, then I would say then that... would win for sure, but I don't know what this remix shit is. I think that they're gonna give record to Iggy, and probably song is either gonna be Sam Smith. It's probably gonna be Sam Smith, and if not Sam Smith, then Megan Trainor. But okay. I wouldn't be surprised either way.
I'll let you have that.
Best new artist: Bastille, Iggy Azalea, Brandi Clark, Haim, and Sam Smith.
Now they might give that to Iggy.
I highly doubt that they will give her artist over there. If they give her anything on Grammy night, it will be that record.
You need to think about what is going to piss most people off the most. That'll be what the Grammys do.
That'll be what the American Music Awards does.
Okay.
But the Grammy Awards will piss people off too. But I think that they take these... I think Grammys take their awards a little bit more seriously than the American Music Awards do. Because they will give... It could be down to like Jesus, the Muses, and like Little Twist, and they'll give it to like Justin Bieber. Like, okay. He ain't even got to be nominated.
Okay.
So, but the Grammys, I feel like they're going to give Best New Artist to Sam Smith or one of these two people that I've never heard of.
I think they'll give it to Iggy, but I wish they would give it to Haim because I actually love that band. Like, I love those girls.
Best Rap Song, Anaconda, Bound 2, We Them Boys, or 0 to 100.
Now, the thing about it is, Bound 2 is the best song, but the video ruined it.
I still have never seen that video.
And you need to count yourself among the blessed. That video ruined that fucking song for me. I have literally not been able to listen to Bound 2 since that wretched ass video came out.
I listen to it all the time.
Oh my, I hate you so much. Like, I'm jealous. I think Dustin says the same thing. Like, he refuses to watch the video because the song is that good.
I'm not doing it.
Don't do it. Like, I cannot even root for that song, even though I love it, because that video is so fucking terrible. So, I don't even know. Whatever. I'm pissed. Because I love that song. Shit.
I think it's either going to be Kendrick or Kanye.
You can see her plastic body jiggling in the air. and then they like simulate this sex on a motorcycle. And then they're going through like the desert
or
something.
Don't describe
shit.
It for me. I don't
know. No, you need to feel the
No,
pain.
I don't.
The background looks like them default wallpapers that come on like a Windows XP computer. That okay. look like, yes, like just these regular ass scenic backgrounds that are on everybody's laptop. And my nigga is so bad.
Best rap album. This is the last one we're gonna do. Okay. Childish Gambino's Because the Internet, Eminem, The Marshall Mathers LP, Schoolboy Q, Oxymoron, Wiz Khalifa, Black Hollywood, Common, Nobody, Smiling, Iggy Azalea, the new classic. I think they're going to give it to Eminem, but I think that they should give it to Childish Gambino.
Okay. I'm gonna agree that Childish Gambino should get it, just because of those albums I have heard the most of his music and it offended me the least. But I would not be surprised if they gave it to Iggy Azalea. Sorry.
No,
I would not be surprised. I truly wouldn't. And that's why I don't put too much into the Grammys. Like, of course I want Beyonce to win everything she's nominated for, but I'm not devastated if she doesn't. And I don't get into the Grammys like a lot of other people do. Like, it's dope that she's the most nominated artist, but if you let the awards and shit define your success for you, then as soon as people don't like you no more, then that'll fuck with your
self-esteem. No, I agree. Like, I have had to, after a while, take award shows for what they are. Like, they're literally people bubbling and shit.
Right.
But
it's entertainment. Like,
I just, if anything, they'll probably give it to Iggy because no one's ever heard these other albums.
Well, and isn't that what happened with Macklemore?
But Eminem, that's why I said I think they're going to give it to Eminem too, because they'll be like, well, at least I respect this white person.
Hopefully. Yes. Hopefully everybody who is in charge of voting for the Grammys goes, all right, like, I'm going to give it to a white person, but I just cannot give it to the white girl. Like, just not Iggy, y'all. Just. Not Iggy, please, for us.
It's just not even a good album. Like, no shade, it's not even... Because I'll tell you, I still don't, wouldn't... Like, if Fancy wins, fine. It was a huge record,
yeah.
And I don't hate it. But that album was shit on rye.
Yeah,
and it's no shade.
I mean,
it's
I'm not
bad.
Disagreeing with you. But I would not be shocked if they gave it to her, dead ass. I would not.
So, speaking of albums, Lil Wayne's pissed that his isn't out.
You know what? I saw that getting on Twitter, being mad.
Apparently.
Fussing.
So he wrote this this Twitter letter letting people know that he wants to be released from Cash Money. Because...
That's too bad.
What did he say that he wants to be released? Well, he said that his album's not out because Baby and Cash Money Records refused to release it.
Yeah.
And he's very sorry. Oh, he does say, I want off this label and nothing to do with these people. But unfortunately, it ain't that easy. I'm a prisoner and so is my creativity. You know,
Lord,
you know, Wheezy and then Lighter Flick and all of that.
You
stuff.
Would think somebody who has done significant amount of time in jail would not call themselves a prisoner when they were outside of jail. Like you would think jail would be bad enough for you to be like
a poetic prisoner.
Like you would think he would just think of another word, like just a synonym. Just I feel trapped, maybe. But like, nigga, you've been to prison. Like this ain't the same.
So this is a crazy story because at first I was like, why the fuck would Lil Wayne be talking about wanting to get off of Cash Money? Like that doesn't even make any sense. Right. That sounds like.
Isn't Lil like Wayne Cash Money
peanut butter like, wanting to get off of jelly? It just don't like make no
like,
fucking.
Bitch, y'all are the same thing.
So, I heard someone say that one of those guys, I can't remember his name. One of the Cash Money dudes was saying that he was being sarcastic when he mentioned it at a show. But then I saw this whole letter. Mm-hmm. Pusha T was saying
mess.
Yeah, some mess about coming to good music in a quote unquote Suge Knight voice, like so.
Pusha T, let's discuss your last project and the number of units that were sold.
Tyga tweeted that at Little Toon Sheen is legend in all caps. I guess it's also worth noting that Tyga recently had his whole fallout with Cash Money
over
wanting to be released and his album not dropping. Lil Wayne's daughter.
That's the one fucking the underage Kardashian,
yeah,
right?
That's the creep.
Got it.
Lil Wayne's daughter Regine posted a sad emoji. And
that is the most compelling news item of them all. Which emoji?
The one with like the like sweat running down the side of your face.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like just stressed.
Like yeah, like got so it. Like burdened. Regine yes. also did get like 2 sports cars a few days ago.
Yes. I think I saw that maybe on Instagram or some such.
That little girl is sickening.
Yes, like, she like, truly
she is everything. And she's so pretty. She looks just like her mama.
Thank God.
I said the same thing, but you know something? Someone said to me, all Wayne's kids are cute, and they are all cute. And that one boy that we do see the pictures of looks like him, but he's adorable.
Well, yeah, I can see a little boy's features being cute on Wayne. I just can't see like a girl.
Oh,
Wayne.
I see what
yeah.
you're saying.
Yeah, I just don't see that.
Wayne's not unattractive. Like Wayne right. went out of his way to be ugly.
He
like,
did that to himself. Like, he made if you the go choice. Back, you like, oh, okay, I see how it was before.
Right.
Back when you showered all the time. And you know
didn't
you just
have
didn't look so
all over your face
and you just and look like you don't take very good care of yourself like your balls are probably musty all the time.
Replace your teeth with diamonds like just, and
like what do you remove that and then rinse out what's underneath.
I think
like,
those are his teeth,
my nigga. What is growing though?
I like, think those are his teeth.
But like if you have equipment on your teeth, like I'm sorry, but like being real right now, don't you have to remove that periodically?
I just don't know really... how it works, but I know that you can take your teeth out and put diamond ones in.
I feel like Lil Wayne is not doing whatever maintenance needs to be done, you know, to just keep himself presentable.
He still gets the baddest out. Like,
you don't
why?
Have
like,
to be clean to get bad bitches.
You're the one who told me it's probably pussy eating.
Pussy eating that does. Oh,
you're
oh.
the one. That was your theory.
You know what? And I stand by that because if you're good enough at it, and the way Wayne talks about it, he probably is. Then yes, it is a whole lot that women will put up with. I personally am still gonna make you shower regularly, but I'm not.
I mean,
like
I just feel like
else.
That's like a sent. I feel like that's like a decision that you should be making personally.
Right?
Like
I just,
don't even feel like
I don't
like
even.
We
that's
have
not
to,
even
like,
something I should have to help you
conference about.
That's a conclusion you should have reached by yourself.
You
a
shouldn't
long
have
time
to
ago.
Have fellowship over you bathing.
Right? Like this is not a conference call. We don't need to discuss it or vote.
So then, this is apparently how the story goes. So. Jay-Z had this interview with Breakfast Club, like the one time that he went down to the Breakfast Club, which was just like, I can't believe.
When Blue Ivy let him.
Like when Blue Ivy was like, yes, you are now allowed.
You do not have
to
drop
to
me
go
off.
Do radio
today.
Interviews.
Yes, fine.
Which
go,
is huge.
John.
So.
You don't want to take me to Happy Hands Daycare. That's fine. I will go by myself.
Because Jay-Z, I was so. I'm only used to him doing like. An Angie Martinez interview like once every 3 or 4 years.
I mean, because he doesn't have to. He just,
right. So him
we
doing
pay
the
attention
Breakfast
regardless.
Club is like a big deal
yeah.
for them. But he said something about wanting to sign Wayne like back in 2008. And he told this story about, I guess, how he called Baby. Okay. What is the man's name? I don't like, Birdman sounds dumb. Baby just like, you're a grown
I have no
F
idea
man.
What his real name is.
I'm going to call Birdman. Birdman just sounds, it just feels a little less ridiculous.
Okay.
Birdman, he called him and said, listen, I talked to Wayne, I guess, about signing him. And I guess, like he said, like seconds later, he got a letter from an attorney.
What?
Basically saying, girl, no the fuck you won't. So, after that, there must have been some kind of inside discussion. Hmm. And that's how, that's the streets say, that's how Wayne got Young Money. Like, as a way to appease him, they gave him his own, like, label imprinted within their label. But now he's still, you know, having trouble. And so apparently he wants off now.
Oh.
So they're saying that, they're saying, who is it? T.I. wants him. And they're saying Good Music kind of wants. There's like, they're already calling the man a free agent. Ain't that some bullshit, though? So then what happens with the rest of it? I knew eventually it was going to happen.
Yeah.
There's always a falling out with all of these groups.
Really, honestly, who is on Young Money other than Wayne, Nicki, and Drake? Who, like, of substance? I'm dead ass serious. Don't look it up and then give me a bunch of words I've never heard before. Like, is there another famous person on that label? I feel like the answer is no.
No.
Okay. So if Wayne leaves, then it's really just Drake and Nicki there. And I don't know if their loyalty is to Wayne or if it's to the label, like,
I don't know how their contracts are mapped out.
Right, or if they can even just be like, fuck it, I'm leaving.
I just think that it's going to be very interesting how all of that stuff plays out, because they are, you know, it's another example of the whole rap brotherhood shit and how it all ends up becoming messy, and you think that it's a family, but it's really not. Like,
these people have shit so much fucking money.
It happened with Death Row, Bad Boy, Rough Riders, G Unit, every motherfucking body you can think of.
Every label.
Everyone. So we'll see how it all plays out. I just really hope that they don't hurt Drake's feelings too bad, because it just can't be fun for him.
You know, when your parents divorce, it's hard. You have a lot of conflicting feelings, and you wonder sometimes if it's your fault. And I think,
is there something that you could have done differently?
Right. What everybody needs to make sure we're doing is taking some time out and asking Drake how he's feeling. Like, is he coping? Is this difficult for him? Because, you know, It doesn't take much to get through to Drake's feelings. So this has got to be like a big ass conflict for him.
So yeah, there's that.
Is that the, I thought you were going to say that was the end of the hot topics.
No, we've got two more.
Okay.
This one's going to be very short. Chris Brown and Karrueche, listen, so we're not going to do it because I already did a YouTube video. But you said you don't know nothing about this.
I don't. And
so
that's by the grace of God.
I'm going to tell you what happened, and then we're going to move
on. You don't have to, though. You can just say, hey, go on YouTube and watch my video, and that's fine with me.
Go on YouTube and watch my video. But it's a mess.
I haven't seen the video.
A shit mess.
I don't want to not. Like, it just, it's nothing you gonna say to me that's gonna make me say, okay, these people are making
the bottom
decisions.
Line here is that these two niggas need never speak to each other ever the black fuck again.
Okay.
I hope that they literally block each other from their lives. Like, I want them to block numbers. I want them to leave one another alone for the rest of forever.
Is it that bad?
Because, yes, because I don't want to hear shit else. Not because, I mean, what happened isn't surprising at
all.
They light-skinned and young and full of drugs.
Just tell me.
No, we don't have to. But I'm tired of hearing about it.
Okay.
That's why I want this to, I want for them to forget one another.
Okay.
I do. Like, I want for it to be, what was the movie with Rachel McAdams and Channing Tatum where she just was like, hey, girl, what's your name again? Like, I want them to never, ever, ever speak to each other, because it's just, you involve us, and we don't have to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. I just don't feel like we need to know. Like, Karrueche, girl, you knew. Like, you, like, just.
What? Oh, God. She's not pregnant, is she? Is that rumor true?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think so.
I thought that was going to be part of the news. I'm
I mean,
like,
if
oh,
she
God.
Was, I doubt that she is.
I don't anymore. Need. I don't. It's just, how many times can we say the same shit to these fucking people?
How many?
Let me tell you, if the news is that they broke up, they'll be back together again soon. And if the news is that they got back together, they'll be broke up again soon.
So listen, they had been broken up or something, and then she went on to her Twitter and started talking about how she was single again and niggas is in their feelings, whatever. And then he went on to hit, like, he did a concert and said, fuck that bitch. And then she posted some long ass motherfucking message on Instagram about how her feelings were hurt and this is just the end. And, you know, she's not gonna cry. She's not gonna cry. She's not gonna shed a tear. And then he posted a motherfucking Instagram. He said, well, bitch, let's not act like you knew motherfucking two faced ass. Well, no, he didn't sell this.
Oh, okay.
I'm paraphrasing.
Got it.
But basically, he was just like, when I was locked up for 4 months, you only came and visited me one time. And then the rest of that time, you was hosting parties and going on dates with Drake. And he said you knew what it was. And we used to have threesomes when this first started. And I slowed all of that stuff down. Not that he stopped, but he slowed down. And then he said that he made his life, made her life equal to his. So, bitch, what's the problem? That was kind of what it was.
What the fuck?
Put all her business out there. Now, for the sake of argument,
what?
Drake says, or some, apparently Drake saying that she's not even his type, and the only reason that they hung out is because he was trying to fuck her friend, or was fucking her friend, or something. That's what I read. he has since apologized.
Drake has?
Chris has.
Oh, I thought Drake was like, that was harsh.
We'll get to Drake in a minute.
Okay.
But yeah, that was the whole thing that happened, and I'm sure since he's already apologized.
So this is what Chris, okay.
Yeah, he's apologized, and I'm sure that they're
for putting all of her, I mean, what, nigga, you can't take all the business that you put out there back, so apologize for what?
And she didn't even put his business out there. She was just basically like, I'm, anyway.
So I want to believe that she's going to be on like her independent grown woman shit now. And I really don't need that nigga no more. But watch come mid-January, these hoes hugged right up again. Like,
all I want to know is, I mean, all I want to say is, leave me out of it. I'm not doing this shit with them two anymore.
Yes, you are.
I'm not. I'm not doing no more YouTube videos about it, and I'm not doing no motherfucking reads, no mother, nothing else. If that bitch decides she wants to pop out to Chris Brown Jr., that is her cross to bear. But I don't want to be involved in the Chris Brown Carucci shit anymore.
Amen. Yes.
If he gets involved and starts to drive some other half of crazy, then maybe I'll discuss that.
Okay.
But I'm not doing this Chris Brown and Carucci shit anymore. It's boring. It's tired. And y'all accost us with your Instagram tell-all books and shit. Weak. I don't want to do it no more.
Are their phones cut off? These niggas don't. Can you not?
You don't have iMessage?
Like, goddamn. Why are y'all on the internet with this very personal shit?
So,
yes.
Speaking of Drake.
Oh, Aubrey.
I mean, he just had to deal with all of this.
His parents are divorcing.
Chris, oh, wait, is
Brown
that true?
Is lying on it.
I didn't hear nothing about
that.
We just
talked about Birdman and Wayne getting a divorce.
Oh, those parents.
Yes, we just went over that. So
his house parents. So... apparently, over like the weekend,
okay,
Drake apparently got punched in the face by Diddy. Now, I don't know.
You're lying to me right now, and I don't appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, you didn't hear about this either.
No. I asked why on the internet. I said, do I want to know what's going on with Drake and Puff Daddy? And everyone said, no, you don't. And I said, all right, and went on about my day.
Well, Puff punched his ass in the face.
Did he really, though?
That's what it is.
So it's not a rumor. That really happened.
The first time I started hearing about it, I heard that someone, like a comedian or somebody, said it, and then they said that they were lying.
Okay.
But no, it actually happened.
Okay.
And apparently it happened because of 0 to 100. Now, the story that I was given personally was that 0 to 100 was a record, or the beat was like, Drake brought the beat to Puff for him to use on an album or whatever for himself.
Okay.
I was told that Puff said that he, not only did he not want it, but that he hated it. Like, he said, apparently, he thought that the song was, like, trash.
Okay.
So, he turned it down. So, obviously, we know what fucking happened to the song. Drake used it, and now he's nominated for a couple of Grammys.
Right.
That bitch. Puff is apparently now pissed because he feels like the record was stolen from him. Because, like, why would you use the beat that you gave to me?
The beat that you declined, nigga? What you mean? Did you think I was just going to let my
That's what everyone is kind of confused about.
If you said no to it, then obviously I'm going to go back and use it for my damn self. Like, I just thought I could sell it.
Yeah, that's where I'm also having the disconnect.
Okay.
So.
All right. So it's not just me.
I don't know why he's upset. It seems kind of like, I don't know, it has to be like an ego thing or something, because you thought that the song was hot and he put the song out for himself and now he's nominated for a Grammy from it. Like, you kind of feel like that could, I don't know, but you
I mean, could it have been you though? Because no, Puff is not nobody's favorite rapper.
I mean, Drake really, I can't even, honestly, I'm not even sure what the zero to, I'm trying to think of how the beat goes right now and it's not coming through. But I know that that's, like, I know how it sounds because I can hear Drake's voice.
So he punched Drake for Drake taking his own beat and using it to make his own song and that song being a hit record.
I mean, I'm sure there was been loads of tension since the time that Drake released the song for himself, and I'm sure they sent lots of angry messages back.
It just seems to me like it was something I would not even entertain if I was Drake. I'm like, but nigga, you said you didn't want the beat, so we have nothing to talk about.
I'm confused too. I'm just saying what happened. I don't know how it led to a punch in the face, but it did.
Okay. Is there a video somewhere?
No, but there's just everyone saying what happened. Like, okay. I've got like, no, like, see, like several people, because
did
I didn't
Drake
believe it.
Drake or Puff confirmed that this happened?
Well, okay, so from what I heard, it wasn't like a fight, but it like,
okay,
like he hit him and then they just kind of like broke it up. But it must have been bad enough, because from what I heard, they had to take Drake to the hospital.
The hospital.
Because I guess the whole kind of scuffle aggravated a shoulder injury that he had previously. Because he posted a picture on Instagram maybe yesterday or today with some cryptic rap-ass caption that was just kind of like, you can't hold a real light-skinned G down. I don't know, whatever the fuck. You know, and he's
sure.
just like in a robe, but it looks like his arm might be in a sling. I can't tell for sure.
Oh, wow.
But he got hurt, I guess. I don't
okay.
know. But he's all right.
It doesn't, like, it sounds like it could be real, but I don't know that I truly believe
no,
it.
No, I think that it actually really did happen. I mean, there's video of Puff, like, at a concert uh-huh. playing the 0 to 100 beat, and he's saying, this nigga stole my shit. Gave this shit to this nigga. He stole my shit. And so it's kind of like, so you gave it to him. And then he stole it.
Like, I'm so confused. So it's Puff's beat now, and Drake took it from him. So Drake never.
He says, gave this beat to this. Like, he's saying, I don't understand either.
Okay, because I'm looking at you crazy, and you looking at me crazy, and neither one of us has the answers.
All I'm saying is, Puff's pissed.
Okay.
Puff is pissed.
But for a reason that no one can understand.
That portion is confirmed.
Okay.
He is pissed.
Got it.
And Drake did get hit.
Okay.
But I'm sure that they'll work
everything
it out.
Else. Well, I mean, can they? Once you hit me, we've gone to another level of not being able to be cool.
I'm sure that, you know, it's only a matter of time until, you know, like the good Russell Simmons or somebody gets some celestial tea and brings them two together and they work it out. Okay. Niggas work it out all the time. It's the girls who be hating each other for no reason and beefing for years.
Is like, it no reason?
Yeah, it's women in the industry, especially in hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
They're always beefing for nothing. I'm talking about, like, there is no reason that Nicki Minaj, Lil' Kim can't just be like, you know what, girl, do you?
Yes, there is, because Lil' Kim is stuck in the past and refuses to acknowledge that someone else has come along and taken over the title that she used
Unreasonable.
To have.
That's what I'm saying. But I feel like men in the industry usually can work past their unreasonable bullshit. Women. And
I don't know about
that.
There was
industry.
A while there where rappers was just killing each other back and forth. Like, it's not like the men
I'm
are just
saying,
so rational.
You have petty shit like this, like Drake and Chris Brown throwing bottles at each other in the club over a girl, and then they cool until he tails on his ass again or whatever. But I wouldn't be surprised if they hug it out or some shit like that. Like, people never thought that they would see a time where Jay-Z and Nas were going to be cool.
That's
and
true.
I remember when them two niggas were sitting side by side on stools on MTV and I was staring at the TV, my motherfucking self, like, would you look at this shit?
Yes.
Foxy Brown and Lil' Kim still hate each other.
When I saw Jay-Z
and
Nas'
both
album
go
release
and get
party,
their
I was
fucking
like,
weaves
what?
Done.
Who? Say that again.
I said they both go and get their weaves
okay.
done.
Okay, I thought you said something else.
Oh.
I don't want to repeat it. It was inappropriate. I don't know how y'all see.
Okay.
I don't know how y'all hear these industry stories and still think that you want to be famous. Like, why would you want to be a part of this group of people where no one can trust anyone else and it's all just a bunch of catty bullshit?
Because people think that money, like, money and status, like, solves all problems. When they look at people that have things that they don't have, and they have money, they have opportunity, they feel like these people have, like, the life. They ain't worried about shit. Like, some of these people are so fucking miserable. Like, so fucking miserable.
Woo.
So, I don't know, like, why y'all are going down to Prime and spending $700 if you can't. If you can't do, like, it just don't even make no sense. Like, why invite all these bitches down to the motherfucking Prime? Food ain't even that good.
I don't know.
I mean.
But, girl, I mean, if you don't have your $700, then, girl, you just don't have it.
Like, it's not, you could have gone down to Checkers and got you some seasoned fries.
Because, bitch, that's
and been
really
just
it.
As satisfied.
You don't have to go to no fancy-ass spot, okay? Like, these hoes ain't picky.
People are just, like, in love with the idea of having all of those things. And, I mean, I feel like if you bust your ass, if you want a yacht, if you want, you know, your own island surrounded by a whole bunch of naked whatever that is, it is that you like, then you can have that and work your ass for it. Work your ass off for it. But, like, the whole, like, trying to impress people, that shit, like, it gets so many people fucked up. Mm-hmm. Like, I refuse
I
to have my landlord coming to me, like, so, girl, when exactly am I going to be getting this because of some shoes?
No.
I'm never going to be trying to slide my damn knife through your some dry-ass steak to impress you bitches on Instagram that I don't even motherfucking know. But then my landlord is like, you have to leave, bitch, please.
Y'all's priorities are fucked up.
You ain't cutting off my cable.
Right.
Because I have to just get on Twitter and Instagram and flex one time. For some
exactly.
bitches I don't even know.
Because if it come down to my rent and a $700 dinner at a restaurant in Miami, then me and everybody I know is getting in the car and going to motherfucking Waffle House and party of seven. Total bill will be $33. That'll be what the fuck I do.
Why the fuck am I going to be spending $700 on a bottle of Hennessy in the club?
Do y'all know?
When I can drink the Hennessy that I got at home for free.
When I see bottle prices, I really be like, y'all are alcoholics. You just got to be an alcoholic.
You're not. It's about the statement. It's about the fact that I have the money for them
but
to sprinkle some
so
sparklers from Party City
stupid.
To stick a little piece of a candle on top of this bottle of Ciroc and walk it to your ass and pour it in a glass. Let me tell you what I won't be doing. I won't be dropping all of this goddamn rent on a bottle that is $30-$40 at the motherfucking liquor
exactly.
store when I can get shit faced at the house and meet you girls there at let out and then take my ass home.
Like dead
I don't
ass.
Give a fuck
I'm
about
not.
You. I don't even like you bitches. So why am I going to be going out of my way to impress you?
Right.
For what? Fuck you, girl, bitch. I don't care what
I don't
you
even
is.
Know who you are. Why would I want to impress you? You don't, it's nothing about you that makes
I
me want to be better.
Even
I don't know.
Know
you.
All these girls are talking about how Instagram is going to be taking down the numbers now because they're getting rid of all the spam and the
oh
like the
oh my
fake
God,
accounts.
I saw that.
So the people who've been buying followers, they're going to get exposed. But I'm like, do you realize that almost all of you are going to have smaller numbers because they're just spam accounts that follow
yeah.
everyone? Like, girl,
who cares? Why are you studying your
why
Instagram
do you even
followers?
Motherfucking
like,
care. I don't
do
even know how many followers I have.
How do you even know how many people follow you on Instagram? Like, can you go somewhere and just look at the exact number of people who follow you on Instagram and you just have that number like memorized in your head? And so anytime it changes, you notice. Like, really? Y'all need to get something else to do.
Those are the topics for this week. And we're going to take a break and come back. Hey, guys. Don't forget to check out our sponsors over at Hulu Plus. Love them so much. Hulu Plus is the place where you can watch your favorite shows on your schedule. So this season, you're probably going to be going home or, you know, staying, hanging around the house for the winter a little bit so you can binge watch your favorite shows and all of these different seasons, all of these different titles. They've got current season episodes of great titles like How to Get Away with Murder, Scandal, Gotham is one of my favorites. They've also got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is another show that I like. They've got The Mindy Project. They've got New Girl. They've got Black-ish, which I'm addicted to and want to be on so badly. So if you're interested, go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead and you'll get a free 2-week trial. It's normally just $7.99 a month, which is dope. But you can try it for 2 weeks, see if you like it, how you like it, and I'm sure you're going to be addicted and want to be a part of it like I am. So go and check it out. You can watch Hulu Plus on several different devices, including your smartphones, your tablets, PlayStation 4s, Xboxes, even the Nintendo Wii U, and so on. So check them out. That's HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Give it a try. I know you're going to love it. And let's get back to the show. We're back.
We are. Again. And it's time for the letter.
I usually say that part anyway, so I think that was my...
I was like, huh, something else happens now. It's time for the letters. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. And we're going to start off this week with an update from Coco. Remember Coco, the one who had the younger friend? And she was always like, I don't want to talk to you about relationships because you'd be judging me and be telling me the truth.
Oh, you?
And I don't want to... Yeah, right.
Me. Okay.
Yes. So Coco wrote back and said, just thought I would hit y'all with a little update on my situation. My younger friend and I both listened to this show, so she immediately knew it was me because I go by Coco.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Coco. Four for you.
You go, Coco. She was very mature about the situation and we talked it out. Now our friendship is what it used to be and she's very happy to have someone to talk to. Amen. My new issue. So you just gonna do this on the show? Like, you know she's going.
So are y'all listening together? Because, I mean, obviously, you know.
Do y'all, like, go on break at work and go out to the car and listen to the show? Is she, like, turning and looking at you right now like, really, bitch?
Well,
my new issue is that now I have opened a damn Pandora's box of bullshit. Oh, my God.
Why don't you just tell
why
her?
Why would you do this to your friend? She comes to me one day and admits that one of our mutual friends, who is female, has not only hit on her, but has kissed her and tried to take the cookie. Mm-hmm. My younger friend is straight and has expressed how uncomfortable she is around this friend, but the worst part is that we all work together in a really close environment. I don't have any advice for her since they're both acting like it never happened, but it's obvious to anyone now that they have tension. My younger friend is so confused and doesn't know what to do or say. This shit is crazy. Please help.
What should she do?
It sounds like y'all need new jobs. Like, why do all of you work together? And then, like, it just seems like y'all are too close. Like, you can't be best friends and
first
work at
all,
the same
Coco,
place.
First of all, Coco, I hope that you told your friends you were going to tell us this.
Right. Like, I hope she's not sitting here like, bitch, so you're just going to put all my business on the read again? Like, I thought we talked about this.
I don't know.
I don't either.
What do you do if someone tries to snatch
because
the box?
Thing about it is, at this point, Coco, the situation is none of your business. So what I would do if I were you is be like, that's a conversation that you and the lesbian need to go have outside of my presence.
Okay.
And then if you want to update me on it later and let me know how it went, that's fine. But that's none of my business. Like, y'all need to go talk about that. Y'all having tension between the two of you is yo motherfucking shit. Like, that don't have nothing to do with me. So, is that what you...
If y'all aren't really speaking to each other, I mean, if they're not speaking to each other, then I feel like that's just... What should be happening? Like, I don't...
Sounds like a great reason to not be around the two of them at the same time, if you ask me. Like, I just... What do you... I mean, I understand that all of y'all work together, but that don't mean I have to talk to y'all, like, as a unit, does it? Like, am I not allowed to just have a friend over here, then have a friend over here? Like, do we all have to just kick it 24/7?
Is she friends with the lesbian, too?
I guess they all work together. Like, that's what I'm saying. Somebody needs to get a new job. Like, why are y'all up under each other all day?
Y'all will be all right.
Yeah, I just, girl, I would let them.
Just let them just continue not speaking to each other.
Let them talk that out. That don't have to be none of your business. So our question this week comes from Derek, who says, hey, Crystal and Kid Fury, my birthday is next month and I plan to have a couple of events for myself. One being a small party, a few friends over to my apartment with food and drinks. The problem is that one of my friends has the same birthday that I do, and I don't want her coming to my event acting like it's our event. I don't even want her to mention that it's her birthday at my party, which is selfish, I know. I don't mind sharing other events or celebrating her birthday if she has her own thing, but this is my day and my event. How do I tell her this without sounding like a dick? I know that a conversation has to happen, but the words to say escape me because I've been told that I can speak harshly even when I'm not trying to. So. If you could see the look on Kid Fury's face right now.
So, sweetness. What you're saying is that you're having a party.
An event.
Excuse me.
A house party, my nigga. It's a house party. Like, you're giving yourself a lot.
It's an event. You can have your event.
You're giving yourself
a
lot.
Okay. So you and Phaedra and Candy and whoever else are... Because that's usually what, like, events. Because that's what it sounds like, a housewife thing.
Oh my God, nigga.
I just feel like... So you're having a birthday event. And you want to invite someone who is... also having a birthday on that day, but you don't want them to have a moment that recognizes their birthday as well, which is that day. You want them to come to your birthday party when it's their birthday, but you don't want them to recognize that it is also their birthday, which it is.
And not just that, you would rather the two of you have completely separate events, likely to have the same exact attendees. You would rather everybody come to your party and then after like 2 hours pack up and go to a different location for her party where the focus can be on her. Like, my nigga, are you serious right now? Do you know you sound like you are 4 years old?
This is really unreasonable. Like, it's just, I don't think that it's...
You can come, but don't tell anybody it's your birthday, too? So, I'm sorry, who the fuck, who are you exactly, like?
Why would you, I don't understand, it just seems unnecessary. So you don't, I don't understand what you expect, because I can't imagine that your friend would, like, come to a party that's your birthday party, and be like, well, I'm going to put up my display over here, and this is where my dancers are going to perform. Like, I figure if your friend is coming to a birthday party, and it's her birthday, too, then she'll probably just come through real quick or whatever and have, like, I don't think that, like, are you thinking that she's going to expect for you to, like, push your presence over and make room for her gifts as well? Like, I don't understand.
Like, do you think, right, is she the type of friend who's just gonna come and take over your party anyway? It just,
that, it seems really unreasonable and kind of childish, because if she's unless she's the type of person that's going to come in and like seriously like fuck shit up and be like, well, this is my day too, I don't understand what it is that
it just
you
seems crazy
expect from that your friend.
But you truly expect her to not even mention that it's also her birthday.
Right. That's where I'm trying to get. Because if that's not the type of friend that you have, then
why
are you worried that your friend is going to come in and be like, oh, it's also my birthday? Are you going to like leap over the table? And
Right. What happens if she does happen to mention in passing, oh, yeah, it's my birthday, too, actually. Yeah, same age and everything. Like, are you going to fight her over this? Like, it seems to me that you're being very unrealistic.
You type of bitch, you don't want them to be like, happy birthday, dear so-and-so, and that bitch over there, too. Like, you don't want... You want for when they get to that part of the hook that's just your name,
just
and nobody
Derek.
Else is.
Nobody else gets to have a turn.
Stop being, it's just, I don't think it's that big a deal.
You
I
know you're selfish, though.
You're
like,
being
he
very,
even
very
said this is selfish. Yeah, but it's not just selfish. Like, you are being preposterous, my nigga. This is ridiculous.
It's really silly.
Like, it's already crazy that if you having just a small get together with friends that y'all couldn't just do it together anyway. Like, I'm thinking about me and my friends, and that would be like one of our events. Like, since you want to have events, that would be like a thing for us. Like, oh, every year it's Asante, you know, and Dustin's birthday or whatever. Like, and we would just have like a big party or whatever. Like, it would be fun.
Is this your golden birthday, bitch? Is this your first birthday without that nigga that ruined your life? What kind of like Hallmark like memorial ass
right.
birthday is this?
But even if you don't want to share, saying that she can't even mention it's her birthday is crazy. Like, that is really crazy. You need to sit down and think about yourself.
I just wouldn't go.
If I was the other friend, I wouldn't either. Like, if I was the girl or whoever it is,
sit down and you can say as politely as you want to with the same shit that you said to us. But just if your friend says to you, well, bitch, I won't be there. I feel like you should just go on ahead and let your friends say that and not feel no kind of way if they don't bring their ass down there.
I tell you what you do, Derek. You go to your mutual friends, not the girl who also shares the birthday, but you go to the other friends, the people who would be invited, and say, hey, y'all, does this sound really crazy for me to invite Lauren to the party on our birthday and then tell her that she can't mention that it's her birthday? And just look at their faces. Just do this in person, mm-hmm. and look at the reaction they give you when you say that sentence out loud to somebody else, because I think then you're going to understand how fucking crazy it sounds.
Right.
Okay, well, since we're running long, let's go ahead and cut it short. Send your questions to asktherita@gmail.com and we'll be right back. Hey guys, building a website can be tough, and even if you do know how to do it, it can be really time consuming to create something that looks good and works really well. Thankfully, Squarespace is around to help us build beautiful websites without breaking a sweat. You can head over to squarespace.com and use offer code FURY to get 10% off your first purchase. It comes with classic Squarespace features like beautiful designs with simple and powerful interfaces, 24/7 support via live chat and email, a commerce option with a free online store with every website, and it's only $8 a month. You also get a free domain if you buy Squarespace for the year. And then it also has the great new Squarespace 7, which has a newly designed interface and 15 new templates, as well as integration with Google Apps so you can connect to your Gmail and Google Drive for cloud storage and so much more. They've also partnered with Getty Images so you can take care of all your stock image needs right there on the same place that you manage your site. So again, head on over to squarespace.com and use offer code FURY to get 10% off your first purchase. We use it at thisistheread.com and we love it. So we thank Squarespace again for their support of the show. Squarespace, start here, go anywhere. And now let's wrap up today's show.
So we're back and we're ready to read.
We are. That's what we're going to do right now.
You ready to go? Do you want to go first?
No, you can.
Okay. So, okay, just wrapping things. Last night, after our detention show, I went out with a friend to Corner Social for some drinks.
Did you?
It was the first time I had ever been to said place. But I had always seen it in passing or what have you. When I went in there, I realized that they were having like a party. But you know, like one of, like, you know how people can kind of like have a party in a bar and you, I guess, pay the owner of the bar a couple hundred mm-hmm. bucks or whatever, and they just kind of let you have a corner.
Yeah.
But somewhere in the bar, there was like a big poster of the cover of Coming to America. And instead of Eddie Murphy's face, it was this dreaded white woman. And I mean a white woman with dreads. So you know I'm already over it, because I just feel like, why do y'all do that? I don't understand why you do that. I don't understand why you kiss dogs. I don't understand why y'all have this thing where why does your hair look like this? So there's this woman, and I'm just gonna go ahead and say her name. Her name is Cece Boom. I had to Google her because I was just so confused as to why she was having this African-American-ass party at Corner Social. So apparently, this woman is like Swedish or German. I don't know where she's from, but she's just recently got a green card. And so Coming to America was supposed to be like, they spray painted it or they changed it to say Staying in America. So it was supposed to be this joke, I guess, of how she can live here now. Okay. And she was up there wearing like an American flag cat suit mm-hmm. shaped a lot like Lil' Kim, like 2014 Lil' Kim.
No.
And she had these platinum blonde dreads and all of this African shit everywhere. And rose petals all over the bar. No. And then there were these little cutouts, like these little cutout masks on popsicle sticks of characters, I guess, from the movie. And the one that was closest to me was Sam Jackson. You remember Sam Jackson's like Robin Place or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I just found it like, I don't know how long you've been here, girl. I don't know if you watch the news. I don't know if you know what's been taking place in this country, and what has you are another. I don't know if I want to go down that lane of shame. I was going to say you're another white immigrant who's just having some trouble here finding your footing in hip hop culture or whatever. Black, I don't know what you want to call it specifically. I just found it rather insensitive for you to pick, first of all, one of my favorite movies ever, but this movie about this African, and then like when I actually went out, because I was like, you know what, I have to figure out what the fuck this is about. Maybe I'm missing something here, because I'm pretty sure the Eric Garner, like, we just got that whole bullshit. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that people are still protesting. I'm pretty sure that the whole country is like going through it right now. So I'm trying to figure out like what it is here that I'm missing. So I found her Instagram, and like she took like all these different screenshots from the movie of like Eddie Murphy and the princess that he was supposed to, the woman he was supposed to marry, like all these different black characters, and put her white face over them in promotion for this party. And it's like, sweetheart, what was the plan here? And then more so, she had like black people with her that were dressed in like dashikis and throwing rose petals and saying all kinds of, like, what the fuck kind of newfangled bullshit is this that y'all do? Like, I was like, okay, I was already wasted. First of all, thank you for everyone who came out to detention last night. We had so much fun. We had great discussions and stuff like that. And I planned on just going home after that, because I had already had enough treats. But I decided to go.
Yeah, that's what they are.
But I decided to go and have a drink anyway. But when I looked around, I was just like, is this shit really happening? Like, is this taking place right the fuck here in Harlem? I don't know, like, how, again, I don't know how long you've been here. I don't know what, you know, I don't know if you've ever, like, read an American history book. Not
but
many.
But the point is that you signed up to live here, so maybe you should understand.
There's not 100% true, or not. Okay, let me say this. I cannot do this. All right. All I'm saying is, CC Doom, take your motherfucking ass back to where you came from. If this is where, no, seriously, if this is what we have to look forward to you doing or being a part of right here in America, then why don't you just go back to where you came from, girl? Because this isn't, like, you can't just be in the middle of black ass Harlem having a fucking party where you're taking coming to America and plastering your face with these disgusting dreads all over it on the front of it, and having your black friends and dashikis throwing rose petals around. Like, what the fuck? What? I was like, this can't be, like, this has to be a joke. This isn't really taking place right here in 2014. So, bitch, if this is what you're going to be doing, if this is, like, your welcome to America soiree, then you should probably have that shit back over wherever the fuck it is that you came from, or go somewhere with some other racists where they do that shit all the time and just don't tell nobody about it. Wow. I walked around here and I was like, does she know that this is a black area?
like you're being blatantly racist, like, in our faces. We can see you. I don't know.
At first I was like, you know what? It's a terrible joke. It's terrible. Just staying in America, you got your green card, you happy to live here, girl. Good luck. But you're white, so you already have all the luck you need. But like, you signed up to, okay, staying in America, it's a terrible joke. You probably just missed it. You probably don't even speak English that well, what have you. But when I saw all these damn black ass masks that they were having, she holding up motherfucking like pictures of Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall and shit up to you, like, you're doing too much.
Exactly.
Take the dashiki off and take your motherfucking ass home and talk to whatever god it is that you serve about the color of your skin. There you go.
Right.
That's mine.
CC Doom, bless her heart. It's over for her. I don't even know who that is, but like, God,
I don't think that
her.
She's like a person.
Oh, I thought she
like,
was
I don't
like
think
somebody.
That she's like a celebrity. I think that she is just a girl who had a horrendous party.
I hope her black friends didn't talk her into that.
She had black, when I looked at the Instagram, she had black people with her, like, dressed up in all of this African shit that they must have got from, I don't know, Joanne Fabric. I don't know where she went to.
Yes.
And got this bullshit from. But I was like, sweetheart, what is this?
Right.
It's just, I happened to be there and I was like, Oh, no. I'm talking about this.
Amen.
So.
So what I have for y'all this week is just kind of a very general response to a question that I get a lot. And it comes from young women usually who are looking to find out like how they can move on and get some closure from relationships and how do you, you know, get over this guy when it ended so bad and this, this, this and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to just go ahead and tell you a quick story. Like I was not always, you know, so realistic, I feel, and, you know, cold-hearted in a necessary way about relationships. There was a point in time when I was more Drake-skinned. I was more soft-hearted like Kid Fury, and I gave a fuck about,
wait, what?
You know, like other people in a real way. And so I was in a very long-term relationship. It ended very abruptly. It ended very badly. And for a long period of time, my ex would not return my phone calls, not return my texts, like no matter what. She just completely ignored me. And this was before phones could even really block people like that. Like this was back where you just really had to sit there and let your phone ring if somebody blew your phone up. And that's what I was doing. Like I was blowing her phone the fuck up. And she just would not get in touch with me. I was heartbroken. I was like, you know, we in love. We've been together for like 6 years. How could you just like leave? It just like, it's just over. I could not get over it. And I felt like I deserved some closure. But what I had to learn is that sometimes no answer is your answer. Sometimes all the closure you're going to get is no closure at all. And that should be able to answer all the questions you had. If you sitting up here bawling your fucking eyes out, wondering how this nigga could just up and leave you and how did he love you and how could he do this to you and then never even talk to you about it again, girl, the silence is the answer. That person clearly never cared enough about you in the first place the way you thought they did. And the no resolution is the resolution you're gonna get. What you have to do to, in order to move on, is accept that. You cannot make somebody else come back and explain everything that you want to have explained, answer all the questions that keep you up at night, and sit here and reassure you that you didn't do anything wrong and it's just them and it's the wrong time in my life and I'm not ready and I can't commit or whatever bullshit you want to come out of his mouth. You don't even really care what he says. You just want him to say something that is going to make you feel like you can relax about it at least a little bit and move on with yourself. But you cannot make somebody else do that. So the fact that that nigga don't give enough of a shit about you to hit you up and even ease your mind about the breakup is all you need to know about him. And that's all you need in order to process and move the fuck on. Sometimes you don't get an answer and that's just what it is. Sometimes you don't get a response and it's for the best. Sometimes you don't really need to know the real reason behind the non-communication. If you and your ex broke up and 8 months later somebody says, oh girl, I heard that nigga Tyrone was cheating on you back in the day. He was talking to such and such. And you text Tyrone and be like, nigga, did you cheat on me? And he don't never hit you back. Bitch, take that for what it is. Don't go digging down for answers that you really don't need and at this point don't matter. No way. Go ahead. Let the no response be what carries you through. Let the no answer be your answer. Take comfort in the fact that if that nigga really never really gave that much of a shit about you, then it shouldn't take you that long to bounce the fuck back and get the hell over him and move on to caring about somebody who's worth it, which is yourself. The worst thing you hoes could do is get out of these crazy ass relationships and then run straight into the arms of somebody else talking about, well, my old man was cheating on me and he wasn't shit and he did this, 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 and nigga gave me a bundle of STDs and all this shit, and then first thing you do as soon as you get set free is run straight into the arms of another nigga, and then 6 weeks later you talking about you so happy and Maury, you just can't believe you found such a great man. Like, girl, take some time out, dead ass, seriously. When my first major relationship ended, I spent a year just mourning the end of that relationship, not trying to move on, not trying to find somebody else, not trying to be social. I spent a year just getting over the fact that that relationship was dead and what I thought that person was to me was not anymore. And then once I got to that point, then I could start to heal and get over it and move on. And then I started to develop a strong sense of myself and say, okay, well, what am I going to do to make sure that I don't end up in a position where somebody else matters more to me than I do? That's why people say you need to take a break. You really do have to figure out who the hell you are. But I don't want to get too deep in that. We get into a whole other shit.
Yeah,
the point here. The point here is to take the no response as your answer. If you send in emails, text messages, phone calls, smoke signals, DMs, IMs, Instagrams, all kinds of shit to this bitch, and she's just, listen, people see the notification. They just do not want to hit you back. If they did, they would. If it was that big of a priority, he or she would just do it. Take the no answer and move on with your life.
Amen. It's amazing what you did with that.
That's it.
There you go.
That's my read for this week.
All right. Well, that is the read for this week.
It is. And make sure you check us out at thisistheread.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at thisistheread. And
thanks again for everyone who came out to detention last night. Thanks to Dustin Sante for being great to work with and so much fun. And... the Reed New Orleans on Saturday.
We are headed to New Orleans this weekend. We're so excited to come down south where I'm sure it's not snowing. And
pretty positive.
I just know it's not snowing in New Orleans. So we can't wait to see y'all. And are we telling them what the surprise is, or is it going to be a surprise when they get there?
We're going to tell them, but we're not going to tell them yet.
Okay. So we'll just keep your eyes and ears open for a special surprise in New Orleans.
Also, we're working on a super fun.
And no, it's not Solange.
No, it's definitely.
I said something about it and like 30 people were like, bitch, is it Solange? Girl, if it was, it is not Solange.
If it was Solange.
Bitch, girl, bye. I would have expired. I would have evaporated.
There wouldn't be a show that you're listening to right now. Because I would be
I
in the B613 hole until that happens. Because, bitch, there's no way that you're going to be able to get... Anyway.
Yes, anyway.
We're having a best of episode. So if you would like to participate in... Well, please contribute to the best of episode that we're doing. Let us know some of your favorite moments from The Read this year. Just go over to SoundCloud and leave us a little link or a comment. You can send us messages and comments below, or go to your favorite episode if you can find it and leave us some notes on your favorite parts, and we're going to put like a fun episode for y'all together.
Or use hashtag The Read on Twitter and just let us know what some of your favorite moments are, and we'll put that together for a special episode.
So yeah, that should be exciting and
fun.
What else? Do we have anything?
I don't think I have any other news.
I'm pregnant.
Girl, yes, I'm pregnant, but I still hit the club. I'm in the middle of the
okay.
Club. No shoes.
What's up? Okay, great.
I had to get cute today.
No, we're not doing that. So, all right, my acronym for this week is going to be... my acronym for this week...
Okay, what is it?
...is going to be... The acronym for the week...
Okay, I'm over you.
...is going to be... F-A-B-I-D-W-I-W.
Okay, so now it's just a word. It's not an acronym anymore.
Fuck acronyms, bitch. I do what I want.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.
Hey, y'all, this podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Everyone knows the holidays can take a toll on your bank account, so if you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday treats they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. As for me, I'm very qualified to help y'all learn how to... maybe start journaling every day to get your thoughts out
and improve your mental health, or I could teach you how to get on the nerves of every man in a 5-mile radius. I'm an expert at that. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online courses. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and then tailor your course with the powerful built-in Fluid Engine editor. With Squarespace courses, you can create engaging content that your audience will love, then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or sell subscriptions. It's up to you. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. Just head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/read to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that's squarespace.com/READ. Let them know Kefir and Crystal sent you.